And welcome back to Sports Talk. QB to QB is brought to you by the great employees of Crosby Tugs down in Galliano and Coventry Healthcare of Louisiana, individual, family, and group plans. Joining us now from Hawaii, we'll be participating for the NFC in this Sunday's Pro Bowl. As it's the AFC and NFC, Saints quarterback Drew Brees joins us. Drew, thank you so much for the time. A lot of news this week, the reinstatement of Coach Sean Payton. He addressed the media day and basically said that, you know, 2012 is over with Drew, and a lot of hard work needs to be done in order for the Saints to be back in that number, so to speak, in 2013.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Obviously, we're excited to get Coach Payton back a little bit earlier than expected. I know he's ready to get back to work, just like we're ready to get back to work. And I think that there's a lot that we can draw from and, from last year. And obviously expectations are going to be where they always are, which is very, very high. And it's going to take a lot of hard work to be able to, achieve those. But I'm confident that we have the type of people that that can do that.
Now, Drew, I know how familiar you are with the Falcons, and boy, I guess when you look at the playoffs, you couldn't get off to a better start than what they did. Look, they coughed up a 20-point lead to the Seahawks in the divisional round. They were still able to win. Then you look, the only comeback bigger than the 49ers overcoming a 17-point deficit in that conference championship game was when the Colts rallied past the Patriots in 2007, being down 18 points. Well, after that first quarter, it looked like, man, the Falcons might blow them out, but the 49ers kind of just kept their poison and not so fast.
Yeah, they did. And listen, they're a great team. And obviously they've played big in a lot of big games. And, you never know, kind of the tale of two halves, and
right.
How a game can start. And, obviously Atlanta is a really tough team at home. They're a fast starting team, so I think you kind of expected that they would come out, firing. But to go up 17-0, I'm sure that was kind of unexpected. And yet, obviously, the 49ers were able to keep their composure and slowly kind of whittle their way back, 17-14. But then Atlanta goes down and gets that touchdown right before halftime, 24-14. And
yeah.
I mean, it seemed like they were hitting on all cylinders. But, to the 49ers' credit, they defense rallied in that second half, and obviously offense was able to get enough points to win the game.
Now, Drew, what is your take? And my take on this is that maybe he's kind of the Rodney Dangerfield of playoff quarterbacks, is because he's had maybe a handful of really poor games in the regular season where they would kind of, the national media always wanted to give everyone a nickname, calling him Fluco instead of Joe Flacco. But when I look at this, Joe Flacco, if you look at 6 postseason road wins, the most in NFL history, the only quarterback during the Super Bowl era with a postseason victory in each of his first 5 seasons. I mean, do you think it's going to take Joe Flacco winning a Super Bowl to finally be considered an elite quarterback?
Listen, the stats that you're rattling off to me are stats that I've known, for a long time. I mean, even prior to this year, if you just look at his first 4 years, what they were able to do in the playoffs. I mean, keep in mind, they're in a division with the Steelers, who the Steelers had a heck of a run there for a while, where they were winning the division and Baltimore was, winning 10, 11 games, but, kind of coming in as the wild card.
Right.
And really having to go through a tough road in order to get through the playoffs, but, won a road game every year.
Yeah.
Those first 4 years, and in 2 instances made it all the way to the AFC Championship game, once at Pittsburgh again, and then once at New England last year, where they're one catch away at the end of the game from going to the Super Bowl, if you recall.
So yeah, if Lee Evans catches the ball, they end the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah. So even prior to this year, I felt like not only had that team played well, but I feel like Joe Flacco had really played well in big games and big situations. It doesn't get any bigger than the playoffs, And hey, are there going to be some tough games and tough stretches along the way? Yeah. But for some reason, he catches a lot of criticism, and I think it's so undeservedly so. I mean, I think that guy has more than proved himself, especially this year when I think going into the season, I believe he's in a contract year too.
Yeah.
But, I think there was they had a tough stretch there during the season where, you know, offensively it seemed like things weren't quite clicking in the way that they, you know, normally would. And so he was catching flack, no pun intended, as well as a lot of the guys on the team, you know, on the offense. And then, you know, they get in the playoffs, and once again, you know, they do what they've done the last 4 years, and that's go on the road. And, you know, to go and basically beat, you know, Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos, the number one seed, you know, in the divisional round, and then to go in the AFC Championship and win on the road at New England, you know, the two seed. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And so, yeah, it's hard to argue the numbers, but the guys won a lot of big games in the playoffs, so that's what it's all about.
This portion of QB to QB is brought to you by Jimmy John's, America's favorite sandwich delivery guys. Drew, a lot of people in town for a lot of worthy calls. We talked to Bill Romanowski yesterday about the Wounded Warriors team against the Team Gleason, the flag football game that's for a great cause. You've had some raffles. You got some more events coming on and another raffle. Fill in our listeners out there who can get a part of maybe can win a great deal of a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we did a raffle for the last 2 weeks. You know, for a trip for four to the Super Bowl, and it was such a huge success. I was able to get four more tickets, so we're going to do it again. We're going to run it back one more time and try to raise some more money for the foundation and give the opportunity for four more lucky fans from across the country to get a trip, you know, of a lifetime to Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. We'll put you up in a hotel. You get four tickets to the game. You get tickets to our party, our foundation party on Friday night at the House of Blues, a concert benefiting Hurricane Sandy relief. It's going to be Nelly and DJ Swizz Beatz are going to be playing, and also a lunch or breakfast with me on Friday or Saturday. So obviously great opportunity. Hopefully we'll be able to raise a lot of money for the foundation again. People can go to netraffle.org to buy raffle tickets, and they're only $2 each. And the more you buy, the less the price goes down. So that we appreciate everybody supporting the foundation, obviously having a great opportunity to win the Super Bowl package.
Drew, what was it? Final question, and we appreciate it. Drew's joining us from Hawaii. The word Super Bowl before 2009 or February 2010 and now after you win it, what does Drew Brees think of?
Oh, man, it's a defining moment for your career, you know, and hopefully we get to experience that again. But, you know, not just the game itself, or even, you know, the moment after the game where you're holding a Vince Lombardi trophy, but it's time with your teammates kind of building up to that. It's the Super Bowl parade, you know, and the way the city kind of, you know, all comes out, and it's just a moment that we all share together. I mean, it was the 4 years previous to that, you know, culminating into that Super Bowl victory. And
yep. And
now, you know, it's kind of this, it's this new era. You know, hey, we won the first one, but you know, there's teams that win one, and there's teams that create a legacy by winning more than one. And I believe we can be one of those teams. You know, we've got a head coach who's been here since 2006 and has helped build the foundation and the environment that's conducive to winning and conducive to doing that. Ownership has been the same. Mickey Loomis, general manager, has been the same. We've got this great consistency and great leadership from the top down, and I think we've got many of the same core group of players that we're continuing to kind of add pieces to the puzzle. But you know, listen, this is our chance to create a legacy and to go do it again. You know, there's not many teams that can say, you know, they have that opportunity or they've been able to do that, but we do.
QB to QB is brought to you by the great employees of Crosby, Tuggs, and Galliano in Coventry Healthcare of Louisiana, individual, family, and group plans. Drew, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk next week for the Super Bowl.
Hi, guys. Thanks.
All right. From Hawaii, that's Drew Brees. Listen to Drew and the NFC All-Stars Sunday in the Pro Bowl here on WWF.